Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 47. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, don't forget to mark your calendars for Saturday, June 27, 2015, when we will present our 12th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn. This fun-filled event exposes children to over 25 sports activities, nutrition clinics, and health screenings totally free. This event was created to help our children to become more active and bring awareness to the issue of childhood obesity. This is the largest sports and fitness expo in New York City, so we're looking for sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. For more information, please visit our Body Sculpt of New York website at www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Diane Sky Stroud, a nutritional counselor, certified fitness trainer, and owner of Sky High Fitness and Nutrition. During the interview, Sky will discuss her personal journey into health, which started at a young age while watching her mother exercise and do yoga in the home. Sky will also discuss the role alternative medicine plays in the prevention of chronic disease as opposed to traditional Western medicine, and why she believes that weight loss and weight management is 80% nutrition and 20% exercise. Now, remember the words of Maya Angelou, who said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Diane Sky Stroud is a nutritional counselor, certified fitness trainer, and owner of Sky High Fitness and Nutrition. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in alternative medicine, which includes studies in nutrition, herbology, homeopathy, and Ayurvedic therapies. She has been a practitioner and teacher of yoga, meditation, and healthy cooking for over 15 years. She is also a certified permaculture designer. I am very pleased to have Diane Sky Stroud on our 6 weeks to Fitness program. Sky, how are you?
I'm doing great, Vince. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But before we talk about the outstanding work that you're doing in the fitness and nutrition field, let's talk about you, Sky. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Queens, New York.
Were you always into health?
Always been into health from the time I was young. I grew up in the house with my mother exercising, and I used to watch her do yoga. That was my first exposure to yoga. And as I got older, I used to compete, you know, in gym class. I'd have the most sit-ups and the most pull-ups and the most chin-ups, and I always competed in those. And I always enjoyed sports. And then when I got to high school, and you get offered a lot more types of exercises, I gravitated to gymnastics because I didn't like the way the basketball and the volleyball used to break my nails. So okay. I competed in gymnastics all around, and I did that throughout high school. And then I kind of wound that up in college. I competed one more year into my first year of college in just on the balance beam. But I've always continued to just maintain my interest in fitness.
Wow, that's quite impressive. But it started as your mother was your role model.
She sure was. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. That's so important, I think, you know, to have our parents as role models, especially when it comes to fitness, because as a result of that, you also gravitated towards the fitness world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. Now, I see you have a degree in alternative medicine. Now, for the benefit of my listeners who are not familiar with alternative medicine, explain what that means, along with herbology and homeopathy and Ayurvedic therapies.
That's actually a good question. Alternative medicine is basically just, well, what we get right now when we typically go to a doctor here is a Western practitioner or an allopathic practitioner. And the alternative practices or complementary practices or holistic practices or integrative medicine practices, these are all names that are being used now, are basically acknowledging the fact that there have been other medical systems that have been in place for a lot longer than Western medicine has. I mean, it's only been around a few hundred years. There have been systems such as the Ayurvedic system, which has been in existence for thousands of years, as well as traditional Chinese medicine. It's been thousands of years that it's been in existence. So it's only recently that the Western model of practicing medicine is beginning to recognize, acknowledge, and incorporate now those practices into traditional practices. So you have some doctors who are now beginning to fold in a few of those practices, or if they're not willing to actually fold it in, at least make references to other types of practitioners. There are even hospitals at this point that are, they have a complementary medical department now that will incorporate things like acupuncture or even chiropractic. They kind of consider it almost alternative-like in its practice.
I see. So Western medicine is trying to catch up with the medicine that was practiced years ago.
Exactly, because really there are some limitations to Western medicine. I mean, when it comes to emergency medicine and surgical procedures, you know, it excels, clearly it excels. But in areas of chronic disease and ongoing types of illnesses, it really is kind of behind the eight ball. You know, there are a lot of treatments, but very little bit on the preventative side.
Right. Okay. And so what you're doing is focusing more on prevention.
Exactly.
And you mentioned chronic diseases. Now, let's talk about that. Diabetes, heart disease, hypertension is so widespread in communities of color. What do you think is the reason for this, Sky?
Well, Vince, actually, heart disease is the number one killer disease in this country across the board. Heart disease is not discriminating. It doesn't care whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian, whether you're wealthy, whether you're poor. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. It's the number one killer disease across this country. And close on the heels and about to overtake heart disease is diabetes. And again, it's something that is across the board. Of course, you know, when you look at the percentages, you know, you may have a higher percentage of black folks, particularly because we tend not to go to the doctor as often, and we don't really follow up as often as we should. But these are illnesses that are having major impacts across this nation. And I would further say that 60 years ago, we didn't have this epidemic. We didn't have this epidemic at all. So what we're seeing is a correlation between lifestyle and the type of foods that we're eating and the type of diseases that are becoming more and more prevalent.
Yes, most definitely. And when I mentioned the communities of color, because I know although we only make up maybe 12% of the entire population, but it seems like so many of us are coming down with these type of diseases. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is horrible, because now you hear so much about diabetes and heart disease and hypertension, and it's something has got to be done. And as you know and I know, we're doing all we can to educate people about it. But I think a lot has to do with the food that we eat.
It is directly tied to the foods we eat. Absolutely. 100%.
Right. Now, how important would you say nutrition is when it comes to dealing with the not only chronic disease, but weight loss?
I would say that weight loss and weight management is about 80% nutrition and what you're eating, and 20% fitness. Because I'm sure you as a fitness trainer and myself as well, we've seen individuals who come into the gym and they start up really hard and strong and they're pumping all kinds of iron. And while it may help tone the body, it's not really tapping away at their weight loss issues. So you're not going to have the results that they're looking for without adjusting what they're putting into their bodies.
Exactly. I've seen numerous individuals, as you say. I mean, they're very overweight, but they'll work out five, six, 7 days a week and not really address the problem. Still, They're still large, 6 months later, still overweight, you know, but they're strong. They can lift the weight, but you're not losing the fat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked about nutrition, because I know that you as a nutritionist talk about this, and also know that you also do healthy cooking demonstrations.
Mm-hmm. I found that through just doing nutritional presentations, while it really engaged people, they were interested, and you see a lot of head nodding and people are interested, but they never seem to manage to make the shift and making a change. And I realized that what we eat is so tied into our earliest years, our childhood. It's a lifelong habit that we've developed and are very much attached to. And unless you can really engage the taste, unless you could say, here, taste this. I mean, it's really not as bad or as difficult as you might think. And once people actually taste foods and they go, wow, this is good. Because for some reason, you know, you say, let's eat healthy, and people are going, I don't know if I can eat healthy.
Exactly.
You know, like there's something wrong with healthy, or I don't want to eat organic. Like, what's organic, you know? And you know, it's like you get that little screw face. Like, I'm not sure what that is, but I want normal food. I want just regular food, meaning that they just kind of want what they've used to be eating. But you want the best of both. You want healthy and delicious. So that was my goal in creating healthy eating classes, so that people know that you can eat well and it can taste fine. It's not a radical shift in what you're used to eating.
Yes. I know that you're actually conducting a nutrition class now, I believe on Wednesdays and Saturdays at the Van Dyke Community Center in Brownsville.
Yes. Right? I'm excited about it because there's such a strong turnout. You know, a lot of times people think that people of color are not interested in doing better. I've never found that to be the case. We just need to have the information presented to us, and we're there. We're ready to show up. Nobody wants to go out of this world diseased. You know, we've seen enough of our family members, our friends go out. I mean, end-stage diabetes is not a good look. It's not how you want to go out of the world. So if the information is presented in a way that's engaging and useful, we show up. So I'm really, really excited about the turnout that we've had so far in Brownsville.
Well, do you think that one of the reasons people don't eat healthy is because they don't know how to cook healthy?
That's probably it. They don't know necessarily how, because, you know, fast food came in. Fast food industry got ushered in like around the 50s. And so there has been a significant shift in establishing a lifestyle around not having to spend much time at all in the kitchen, and if at all, you know, it's just easy to just stop at the fast food places. You'll notice in lower income neighborhoods, there's a wealth of fast food places because it's just quick. And people kind of feel like, well, because it's filling me up, that it's okay. But just filling you up is not okay, and that's not eating healthy. So I think we have to kind of relearn what it is to eat healthy, what we should be looking for.
Most definitely. No, I agree 100%. And I hope that the work you're doing at the Van Dyke Community Center in Brownsville will help change the way the population over there are eating, because that's going to be the key for them to really see a change in their body.
Exactly. And one of the things that I do stress to them is that it's not over anybody's head. It's not rocket science. I mean, getting back to eating healthy is just really kind of getting back to basics. It's about getting back to basics and being creative. So it's not necessary to really be taken out of your comfort zone. And it's also about just empowerment, because we have to also demand that we have healthy foods in our communities. And the more we begin asking for and demanding healthy foods, the more it'll show up. But if we are just content with buying things out of boxes, out of corner stores, then that's all we're going to get. I mean, we've seen the changes, even in my neighborhood. I'm a member of the a CSA, which is a community farm share in Crown Heights. And what what's involved is we have an arrangement with a farmer out on Long Island who grows nothing but organic produce. And he drives them in once a week and drops it off at a location inside of Crown Heights. And we then go and pick them up. And, you know, there are different payment arrangements. You can pay all at once, beginning of the season. You can pay weekly. You know, the different payment arrangements. They also take EBT cards as well. So, and these, it's fresh, it's organic, it's straight from the farm. And I tell you, I've never had fruits and vegetables that are so delicious. I mean, when I tasted their tomatoes, I understand why it's called a fruit, because these tomatoes were sweet. I was juicing and using these tomatoes in my smoothies. You would never know that it was just a tomato. Because, you know, tomatoes are juicy, but these were sweet. And I had purple tomatoes, and I had purple, you know, green peppers, sweet peppers. I had purple sweet peppers and purple cauliflower and the juiciest peaches. I mean, when you start really eating organic, healthy foods.
Yes.
I mean, it's, we put our creative hats on. I mean, we knew how to create from the entrails of pigs. We created dishes that became family traditions. We can put those same hats on and come back to the kitchen with the best that nature has to offer and start recreating again. It won't take very much to do that.
Wow. I think a lot of people don't know how, you know, and that's the problem. We've gotten away from it, like you said, but I think once you start eating organic, eating the right foods like that you just named, it tastes so good. We're just not used to having quality tasting food anymore.
That's it. That's it. I was so spoiled by the end of the food season. I was like, my gosh, where are they going? I mean, we are we're in winter time, so there's much less produce available, but I can't wait. I can't wait for the season to come around. And so I'm having conversations actually right now with some folks trying to bring the same type of a setup to East New York, and hopefully maybe we can even bring it to Brownsville, where we can get those kind of deliveries, if we can get a commitment from enough people in the community to be able to bring those same services to those neighborhoods. Because money talks.
Money definitely talks. You're right. But let's talk about Sky High Fitness and Nutrition, Sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's very catchy. I like the name, Sky High Fitness and Nutrition.
Thank you.
But any particular reason why you chose Sky High? I love it.
Well, that's my name is Sky. And
yes.
I just kind of, you know, I just started playing around with the name one day. And I said, yes. I mean, why not? Why not reach Sky High for all of what you want in life? I mean, you should really, you know, you hear shoot for the sun and you may hit the moon. Well, I don't mind being up there celestially. You know, I mean, I feel like that's where you should be shooting, Sky High.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Now, in addition to being a nutritionist, you're also a certified fitness instructor as well. So you have the best of both worlds, okay?
I felt like I had to combine the two of them. And actually, I'm not really a nutritionist. I'm a nutritional consultant, because most nutritionists have to go through dietary. They have to be a registered dietitian to be considered either a dietitian or a nutritionist. Right. So, you know, I took my courses in nutrition through my degree on alternative medicine, and I apply those same principles to my nutritional counseling. So there's just a minor difference there.
Okay. But still, both worlds, which is great. So you're able to help your clients when it comes to nutrition, and you're able to help them when it comes to getting their body into shape.
Yeah, because, you know, when I work with somebody as far as their fitness training, they have to address their health needs. I mean, their nutritional needs also. Because like you said, I mean, like we mentioned earlier, you have to address both, because a client is going to be disappointed that they're not hitting their goals because they're not addressing their nutrition. So when I decide to work with clients, and it has to be mutual, they have to agree and I have to agree, because I don't want them looking at me like, you know, you're not doing your job because I'm not losing the weight, but, you know, you have to do your part also. So that's why I have a consultation with them. We sit down, we talk about what they're eating. Now, I'm not trying to turn their world upside down, but we are going to have to make some modifications if they really expect to meet their fitness goals. So that's one of the reasons why I do both. I offer both.
Okay, now is this individual training or is this group training?
I primarily do individual training. I do make myself available for small groups. Actually, I will be beginning a group training over at the Stuyvesant Gardens, the community center over there. I'm starting there on the 23rd, which is Monday evenings at 6:30. I'm doing Monday and Friday evenings over there. But primarily, I do one-on-one training.
Okay, very good. How long are your sessions, Sky?
Well, I suit them, since they are personal fitness training sessions, I shape them around the client's needs. So they range from 30 to 45 to 60 minutes.
Do you offer like 10-session packages, or how do you set your packages up for your clients?
Well, I offer them weekly. I offer them so they can kind of pay as they go weekly, or if they want to do a monthly package, we can do that. So that would either be 4 times, 8 times, or 12 times a month that we would be in contact with each other. And, of course, the longer the sessions, the more frequent the sessions, the greater the discount.
Do you offer online consultations as well?
I sure do. I offer online consultations in nutrition. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And are you very busy now? Or are you looking to take on additional clients?
Well, now is really a good time because people tend to wait until the weather is actually warm, and then they want to run around and try and knock off the weight so they look great in their summer clothes. But now is actually a great time to really get serious.
I agree, because I know because it's right now in New York is cold, so people tend to put on the heavy coats and they tend to kind of hide their sins in a way,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. But, I go out every day, and it doesn't matter whether there's snow on the ground or there's ice on the ground. I just walk slower if there's ice on the ground. But I go out and I do my power walking. I do my little, you know, I do a gratitude walk every day. And even if I'm not going to do a full workout, which I don't do a full workout right now when it's cold outside, but I at least get myself out and, you know, just do my breathing, my power walking, clear my head, and then come back and do my workout.
Okay, so when you train your clients, though, you're training them usually in their homes, correct?
Either in their homes, or if they have a fitness center that they work through, or if they want to work outside in the park, it's up to them.
Okay, all right. But you do have some openings, so you can take on additional clients right now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. That's good to know. But how do you promote your business, Sky?
I promote it through word of mouth, and I promote it online. So I have a Facebook page, which is called Sky High, and that's Sky spelled S-K-A-I.
Yes.
High, H-I-G-H. So I'm on Facebook as Sky High, and I'm on Instagram as at Sky Unlimited, and Unlimited is abbreviated. So it's Sky, S-K-A-I, underscore, U-N-L-T-D.
Okay, but you're not on Twitter.
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Okay, now let's get you back. Let's get you on Twitter now. We're going to
follow
you there.
I will.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, what are your future goals, Sky?
My future goals is I want to complete my cookbook because I've been working on a cookbook for a little bit now, and I just need to, you know, kind of do some finishing touches. Because one of the things that I noticed from my cooking class, I would distribute to the participants for the class, I would distribute the recipes. And I was always really excited because inevitably I would get feedback from the participants that they tried this or they tried that, and it came out great and it worked and it was good. And it was really good to hear that they felt encouraged based on their participation in my class workshop, that they were able to replicate it. So I want to just have a cookbook that I can offer to people to be able to take home with them and start trying different shakes and soups and different dishes. So I want to be able to finish that. And then I just want I want to be able to reach as many people as possible. That's my goal.
Okay, excellent. When you finish the cookbook, would you come back on the 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast and let my listeners know about it?
Oh, definitely. So that's an increased incentive for me to get it done.
Exactly. Very good, very good. Now, did you mention that you have a website?
No, I don't have a website just yet.
Okay, you don't have a website just yet. So what are you waiting for?
I will get it done soon.
Okay, we want to... I just think my listeners would love to see your website when you get it up there, okay? That's
yeah,
important.
Well, if there's somebody in there that wants to barter with me, they can help me get this website up, and I can help work them out and help them with their fitness needs, that would be a great barter.
There you go. Okay, we'll put that out there. Excellent. Is there anything else you want to share with my listeners, Sky?
I just really appreciate what it is that you do, Vince, your commitment to health, your commitment to fitness, your commitment to our young people, just getting themselves on point early on. I think that was what was important for me, just getting engaged at an early age. And particularly right now, because so many of our young people are sitting down and engaging in electronic devices. And nothing wrong with those, but there needs to be a balance. So I really, really applaud the workshops and the programs that you have for young people as well as all ages. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, definitely my pleasure, and I hope that you will actually be working with us again for the 12th Annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo on June 27th this year, Sky.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Excellent. So, Sky, on behalf of BodyScope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so very much. And if anyone wants to reach me, it can either be through the Sky High Facebook page, or they can email me at Sky, which is SKAIUNLTD, the number 1 at Yahoo. So that's SkyUnlimited1 at Yahoo.
Excellent. Thank you, Sky. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.